It's time to take our first peek at the Oregon softball team off another great season. They're off to a flying start already in 2017. They'll be in Cathedral City, California. It's the Mary Nutter Classic this weekend. We welcome back the head coach, Mike White. Coach White, how have things been with you?
Pretty good, thanks, Steve. Looking forward to another season. Sounds great.
So with all the success you've had, four consecutive Pac-12 titles, you've been to the College World Series, this new stadium. I'm kind of curious, when you and your staff hit the recruiting trail, I mean, how noticeable is it that, you know, the best players are very aware of who you are and what this program has become?
Yeah, well, it's always a battle between the top teams, especially UCLA's and Arizona's, to traditionally get the players from Southern California. But we're starting to get those kids to visit now and get an opportunity to have a chance to have them become Ducks. So, yeah, all that stuff is really helping us.
Now, a lot's been discussed about how, last year especially, it seems like you just clubbed some teams into submission with all that power, be it Jerry Ann Glasgow, Coral Costa. You lost some power, but you did score 27 runs the first three games, then one with less offense. How much different do you think this Duck attack will be this year as far as the strengths of this offense?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we're going to have less home runs for sure, but I think our ability to get on base will be just as good. Our on-base percentage for the weekend was about 460, so that's pretty good. And but less home runs, for sure. But I think we've got the kids that are going to drive the gaps. Like a freshman like Mia Camuso had a great start with four doubles and a home run. So hopefully it continues and we're able to just create runs that way.
Yeah, I actually wanted to check in. I always like to see you guys went 6-0 on the young season, see how the newbies are doing, or some of them who are getting a chance. And you mentioned Mia, who came in from Redding, California. She had two sisters who played Division I softball. So where is she playing? And obviously it looks like she's off to a real good start with the bat.
Yeah, well, she's a natural lefty, but she's only 5'2", but we got her at first base. So it's a little smaller target, but she's pretty nimble over there. And, it's pretty aggressive on the bunt. So she's good defensively, just is not as tall a target. But, she knows how to play over there.
5'2" first baseman. You don't see a lot of those.
No, you don't.
Haley Cruz, a San Diego product, is incredibly accomplished in high school. A lot of speed, high batting average. I see she's gotten some time already. How would you envision her role on this year's Ducks?
Yeah, I think she's going to be used a little bit more as a defensive replacement. Pretty smart base runner. We'll see how she develops with a bat. She has a few holes in her swing, which most freshmen do when they first come in. But she's working hard. She's picking up our system pretty quick. So I expect her to probably get a little more playing time as the season goes on.
We're talking Oregon softball with Mike White, obviously, the last 3 years. You had the magnificent Sheridan Hawkins in the circle at the front of the rotation. Megan Kleiss stepped in last year as a freshman. She was terrific. How do you like her ability to kind of take that role now as the top gun on the staff?
Yeah, she's a top gun and she's a sophomore. So it makes a very young staff for sure. And what I like about Megan, of course, is her composure. She doesn't get rattled too often. This last weekend, she was battling a bit of a finger issue on her index finger on her pitching hand, so her control was off slightly. So I'm hoping that, we're giving a couple of days off from pitching here. Hope she can get that corrected and be better this weekend. But she is good. She's really helping out the two young pitchers, and Maddie and Maggie. We call them the 3 M's now, so, she's helping them out pretty good.
Yeah, I want to get to that. Earlier I asked you about some of the freshman hitters and everyday players, but now behind Kleist, Maggie Ballant of West Cove, Pennsylvania, by the way, not far from Philly. She was a really highly touted recruit, off to a great start. Crazy strikeout ratio. What kind of damage did she do already?
Yeah, she pitched very well. She was only started one game but picked up four wins. So she came in some crucial situations for us and got the big strikeouts. She's developed a really good rise ball. Kind of reminds me of Sheridan Hawkins a little bit, but from the right side. But she also has better velocity. She's able to throw a little more of an east-west variation in there, like a curve, a ball, and a screwball. So she was pretty dominant in the weekend. So I was really pleased to see that. Miranda Ellis struggled just slightly. She did throw a shutout in one game against San Jose State. But she had some times where she struggled, and I think it's just an adjustment for her coming from travel war, where she's used to kind of throwing it by people. So I think, you know, we've really worked on locations. We'll get her to spot it up a little bit better, and hopefully we should get some more success out of that.
Now let's peek ahead to this tournament. This field, starting with Kentucky, Rachel Lawson has done great work during her time with the Wildcats. I think it's 8 straight years they've gotten to at least a regional, been to the College World Series. That's a pretty strong program. What kind of challenges do they present?
Yeah, it's a very strong program. Rachel's a good coach. She's very intelligent, does a great job with her team. They did lose their number one pitcher in Nunley last year, but they have a couple other kids that are pretty good as well. It's always good to play another team from the SEC and just see where we're at, you know, gauge what we're off against the SEC. But they're difficult. They play a pretty good brand of softball. Like I said, they'll make us, they'll put balls in motion, they'll put runners in motion. And try to get us to, get them be positioned in the wrong place.
I know that it's only February and conference play is a little bit down the road, but have you been able to gauge where you see your primary competition coming? I mean, where the power is going to be? Is it from the usual places, or is there maybe a rising program that we should have our eye on?
You know, it's a good question. If you look at the weekend, the results were tremendous for the Pac-12. I think we only had 4 losses amongst all the teams over the weekend, which was really good. And, I think you'd have to say that Washington was pretty outstanding, having beaten Oklahoma and Auburn, which were the 1 and 2 teams in the country. And then, UCLA had a great start. They really swept through their tournament, did a great job. And several others as well. So, you know, it's going to be a real tough conference. Arizona, Katiana and Malga had 5 home runs in the weekend. I mean, that's not bad.
All right. Well, like we're saying, it's only February 14th. You guys are going to hit the road for Kentucky, Kent State, Liberty, and Illinois and this big Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic. And, Coach, always great catching up with you. We're just getting started, and we look forward to chatting with you during the course of the whole season.
That's awesome, Steve. Thanks a lot, and go Ducks.
All right. Good luck this weekend.